Now he's raising a big doubt here, okay? Raising a big doubt. Nanu Pramatra Vishya Avagati Anupapatto Avagatha Eva Pramata Syaditi Che Nanu Pramatra Vishya Avagati Anupapatto. If there is no knowledge, like how you have knowledge of this book, if there is no knowledge like that about the wearer, then anavagata eva pramata asya. Then the wearer, the knower, you will remain ignorant of that book. You will remain ignorant. You said all knowledge takes place in the mind. All knowledge takes place in the mind. Therefore, and how does knowledge take place in the mind? Using a means of knowledge. Simple. Any knowledge comes from the means of knowledge. Therefore, if there is no knowledge, no pramana necessary for the self, I am aware of, no pramana, then how will that knowledge come into your mind? Your mind will not know, I am knower. It's an ekadesha argument, okay, one side, okay, one. Na avagantu avagatehe avagante me avishyatva avagantru vishyatve cha anavastha purvavatsya. Is no avagantu avagatehe. For the avagantuhu, the one who knows, aware of, okay, or the knower, avagatehe avagante vyavishyatva. He says, I don't become an object of knowledge for myself. Okay? Avagantra vishyatve cha anavastha puruvatsya. That's your question. Okay? If I need to know I am through a means of knowledge, then there has to be another knower. If I have to know myself, there has to be another knower. Meaning through a pramana, if I have to know myself. Somebody has to be there who will use a pramana to know me. That guy will have to be known through a pramana. So there has to be another knower to know him through a means of knowledge. Where will it stop? Keep going. But that contradicts our experience. I know I am and I know this. Forget even I am. The fact that I know this shows it's not clicking inside still. There's a finality of knowledge. That finality of knowledge proves it stops with I, the wearer. Because why? You're capable of knowing, finished. That's the reason. Philosophically you can raise a doubt. But finally what is it? What is fact? I know. I also know that I know. Okay. I know and I know that I know. I'm aware of the fact that I know this. Finality. This is universal. Any living organism, this is universal. Even though lower life forms, animal life forms, etc., are not very self-conscious, they also know I am. And the dog knows I am a dog. I am. That is food. That's a cat. Traditionally, I am parampara praptam, I am supposed to chase a cat. No, no. Yeah. Finality in all life forms. It goes beyond mere humans. Yeah. Finality is there. Okay.
Is there any example, any other example in the world which does not need a pramana?
Does not require a pramana?
So
everyone, everything requires a pramana. Except I am. The whole world is established by a pramana. Even the entity, it's the only entity who is Svata Siddham, self-evident. Exists by yourself, self-evident as well. This is what they call the self-effulgent Atma. For want of better words, self-effulgent. Like the lamp. You know, you don't need another lamp to know. Similarly, I don't need another awareness to know me. That way. No other example of self-evident entity except the I. And the I in everyone. You want an example? I am. Another example? I am. Like I told you some days back, in the school, the teacher asked the student, give me an example of an amphibian student. Sir, frog. Very good. Give example of another amphibian. Another frog, sir. Unfortunately, here that is true. There that is not true. Avagatischa Atmani Kutastha Nitya Atma Jyoti Anyataha Anapekshaiva Siddha Agnyadi Ushna Prakashava Iti Purvameva Prasaditam Avagatischa. Me being consciousness, aware of. I may not know that this consciousness is all pervading. That part is yet to be dealt with. I'm not dealing with it in this chapter, I'll deal with it. But here, okay. Avagata Shakti, Kutastha Nitya Atma Jyoti, he says. It's Kutastham changeless, Nityam, always there, eternal, free from time, and Atma Jyoti, self effulgent, okay, self known. Anyataha, anapekshe, not depending on anything else to be known, not depending on anything else, agnyadi ushna prakashavat, like the heat and light of the fire, you don't need another fire to objectify it. Iti purvam eva prasaditam, this I talked about in the beginning itself. You don't need a light to know another light. Delhi winter, torch with the sun. ప్రసాదితం అవగతే చైతన్యాత్మజ్యోతిషః స్వాత్మని అనిత్యత్వే ఆత్మనః సర్వతా అనుభూతిః. కార్యకారణ సంఘాతవ సంహతత్వ పారార్థ్యం దోషవత్వం చ అవోచామ. Now he says, he said this Bhagavad Gita, reminding me, Avagatehe Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha. He is this Atma Jyoti, Atma Chaitanya, the awareness that I am, the consciousness that I am, we are a finite entity. Okay? Get it? I objectify all finitude. Therefore, necessarily, I must be free from it. So why do you feel finite? He said, before Adhyasa, I have taken what I am not to be myself. My robes to be myself. That he has already said. Here he says, if it is, that is not true, Anityatva, what will happen? He says, స్మృతి ఆది దెన్ స్వార్థ అనుభూతి ఈ సేస్ అనిత్యత్వ ఆత్మ స్వార్థత అనుభూతి
యువర్ ఇండిపెండెన్స్ విల్ బి కాంప్రమైజ్ యువర్ ఇండిపెండెన్స్ విల్ నాట్ బి దేర్ బికాస్ ఎవ్రీ ఫైనైట్ థింగ్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ఎవ్రీ అదర్ ఫైనైట్ థింగ్ ఆర్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఆన్ వన్ అనదర్ ఫైనైట్ థింగ్ మై బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫైనైట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ఎ చైర్ పర్సన్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫైనైట్ దెర్ఫోర్ ఫుడ్ హెస్ టు కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ ప్లాంట్స్ దేర్ ఆల్సో ఫుడ్ ఫ్రమ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఇట్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ ఇట్ ఫుడ్ బట్ విత్ సన్లైట్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ సో ఎనీ ఫైనైట్ ఎంటిటీ బికమ్స్ ఎ డిపెండెంట్ ఎంటిటీ దెన్ అట్ ద మోస్ట్ యాజ్ కాన్షియస్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ వీ కెన్ మూవ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిపెండెన్సీ టు ఇంటర్డిపెండెన్సీ దట్స్ ఆల్ నథింగ్ మోర్ దెన్ దట్ ద టోటల్ ఇండిపెండెన్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ విల్ నాట్ బి దేర్ దెన్ కార్యకారణ సంఘాతవత్ సంహతత్వాత్ పారార్థ్యం దోషత్వం చ అవోచాం ఐ ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ బిఫోర్ అవోచాం ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ వాట్ లైక్ ద కార్యకారణ సంఘాత కార్యం శరీరాది కార్యం బాడీ మైండ్ కారణ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ దేర్ఫోర్ లైక్ దిస్ అసెంబ్లేజ్ ఆఫ్ కాస్ అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్స్ దిస్ అసెంబ్లేజ్ కార్యకారణ సంఘాతవత్ సంహతత్వ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ యువర్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ పుట్ టుగెదర్ కరెక్ట్ అన్నా లాట్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రక్చరల్ ఇంజనీరింగ్ హియర్ యువర్ హోల్ బోన్ స్ట్రక్చర్ స్ట్రక్చరల్ ఇంజనీరింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పైప్ లైన్ వర్క్ veins, arteries, etc. And the sewage pipe goes through the bedroom. What to do? Government job. Lot of engineering work here. No? Purification, circulation, all the engineering work. Assemblage, put together.
Most complicated.
Huh?
Most complicated.
Yeah, complicated, but it's all put together, assemblage. Like how you put together a building, etc. This is also put together. Sanghata. Because there's a Sanghata, it will be what? Parathyam. We went for something else. If your Atma is finite, like a finite entity, you also have to be put together. Something will be helpful. Any finite entity has parts. Even if it is a homogeneous whole, one block of wood, top side, bottom side, left, right, huh? Correct? What if it is round, inside, outside? Finitely. Sides, etc. Therefore, it's sentient. No, it's sentient like my mind depends on something else. Therefore, meant for something else. Artificial intelligence put together by a human being, meant for human being. That's why in all your science fiction movies also, until that intelligence becomes self-aware, it is meant for human beings. Not the myths that you know, science fiction. Until it's self-aware, it is meant for human beings. Can it become self-aware? Consciousness is all pervading. Consciousness is all pervading. Therefore, if the upadhi is similar to my mind, it can become self-aware. Correct? So he created a robot, and the robot had robot was meant for me. Then the robot developed self-awareness and freedom of choice. And I have to treat it like a human being now. Because self-aware from freedom of choice. No more has to obey my orders. At the most it will become like my employee.
then I don't know what will happen to the human rights activists. We will have like animal rights activists, robot rights activists. Human beings, you have a choice to do all these things. Then you will have the Californian empathy miter. What is Californian empathy? When there is more empathy for the perpetrator of the crime than the victim of the crime. After all, we have society is made the criminal like that. Why? He's brought an abject poverty, etc. So everyone brought an abject poverty doesn't become a criminal. Is it our slums? So, robot right activists, etc. etc. If you are an assemblage, the problem will come. Even that assemblage can move only up to interdependence. Why? My battery is running out, please recharge me. Correct or not? I have suffered a short circuit. Human beings will suffer a heart attack. They will suffer a short circuit. Okay, pararthyam, independence gone. Functioning means no independence, remember this. Not independence like you are an independent entity, nobody is saying, but we are talking about the absolute independence of the Atma, which is the base for everything that I have still learned. I'll do that. Time and space also, anything limited means time and space. The moment you talk of limitations, first limitation is time and space. After that, other things come into the picture. Finitude is fruit, time and space. Then however mighty you will become, mighty, not almighty. Then there will always be one little guy who says, you are not almighty. The squirrel telling the mountain, I cannot carry forests on my back like how you do, but you cannot crack a nut. Limits each other. The power limits each other. That's how. Parathyam. Parathyam. Doshavattvam cha vocham. And other faults like this, finitude, etc. Limitation, etc. will all come into the picture. Fallibility will come into the picture. Everything comes into the picture. What doesn't come into the picture? Aging comes into the picture. A new model has come. I am replaceable. You do that with your phones all the time. Even though you have fallen in love with your phone, the same version, but latest version. Replaceable. What happened to your love? Samji, we are human beings. If we can replace people, we can replace phones also. Brother. Everything is replaceable. Okay. Therefore, all this doshas with it. Katham, he is explaining further, okay? Chaitanya Atma Jyotishaha Swatmani Anitattve Smrityadi Vyadhana Santaratvam. Chaitanya Atma Jyotishaha Swatmani Anitattve. Okay. I'm infinite. Then I have to remember myself. Because if I need it, I have to remember, are you my moon either? I have to do things for me. You have to remember. The memory, knowledge, etc., all this will come in. I am a finite entity. Therefore, I have to know myself. If I have to know myself, I can forget myself. I talked about finite in terms of experience. These things even in terms of knowing the problem. Because I will not be self-evident.
I am will not be there. If I am is not there, all these problems come into the picture. It looks as describing our life. Why? Because I am is so evident that we don't even think about it. We have taken ourselves for granted. So even though I am, and it is self-evident, we have taken it for granted and we have got into more mess. If it was not self-evident, what will happen? It will be mess. What? There would be no life. Therefore, Santaratvam, finitude will come into the picture. Santaratvam will come into the picture. Tatascha, tasya chaitanya jyotishaha, parag prapatteye, pradhvamsa cha urdhvam, atmaneva bhavava, chakshuradina viva, samkatatva, parathyamsya. Many of these arguments are answering Nyaya arguments, right? The logicians' arguments. The Nyaya Vaisheshika school was the forerunner for science. They try to be very objective, experimental verification, all those type of things. Okay? Believe only what the senses, inference, etc. can give you. They were the forerunners for this. They even had an atomic theory and things like that. It doesn't fit into the modern atomic theory, but they had some sort of a theory. Then tatascha taichin tasya chaitanya jyotishaha. Let us say it is awareful but finite. Even if that much it become, then pradhvam sacha urdhvam. That means what? It has come into being. Finite things has to is time bound. Time bound means either it is made or it has come into being. That means there is prak abhava, pradhvamsa abhava. Prak abhava is prior non-existence. Before the book was created, there was non-existence of the book. If this book is burned, there will be posterior non-existence, pradhvamsa. Later non-existence of the world. Similarly, you will have the same thing. But that's what I dream after. Before birth I was not there, after death I was. Why? Because I have taken body, mind to be me. At the same time I am aware of body and mind. That means I have to be independent of body and mind. Can you see the contradiction in our statement, the paradoxical statement? True, no? I was born. I have a birth certificate to prove it. I have a horoscope. I have a birth certificate, I have a horoscope. So which one do you want? Birth certificate is by the Gregorian calendar. Horoscope is by the Indian calendar. Same date. A horoscope is a snapshot of the planetary system when you are born. Not just a date, a snapshot of the whole planetary system. This was how the planets were when you made an entry into this world. Wow, sophisticated. What sophisticated? If only my Shani was there and Guru was here, bacha hota tha bhai. Doshava, you will have complaints about it. Why? Who's saying the body is not gone? Who says the mind is not manifest in the body? We are talking about the I, awareness that is objectifying the body and mind. If that entity was finite, then all your problems will be true. No escape. No freedom. No freedom. Your condition will be exactly like this man's. He went to an astrologer. Astrologist studied this. First 30 years of your life, lot of problems. Problems are first 30 years. And his face actually brightened. Why? Within 3 days was his 30th birthday. First 30 years problem, you know. And sir, after that you'll get used to it. Yeah, that's what will happen. You'll get used to it. So, but you can't get used to it. That's why you'll seek some relief on the other. By your own effort, by somebody else's effort, somewhere or the other you'll want some relief. Even if you're strong enough to handle all the problems, this is the price I have to pay for getting what I want. Chalo, I will do it. Do you want to do it? Get into problems? Not really. I like problems. Why? I feel very happy when I have problems. Why? How do you get happy when you have problems? The challenge and the joy of overcoming it. What do you really want? Joy, fulfillment. Not the problems. You think that's the only way to get it. You think that's the only way to get it. Even for that person, a time will come and he will say, God, give me a break. It's a little bit too much. Give me a breathing space, yeah. I will handle another thing, but give me a breathing space. Yeah. Like having a dip in the Ganga. You do it, then. You need that. You need to come up and take a breath. And I know one tough young lady, last year she has taken 1008 dips in the Ganga. Tough cookie. But yeah, between every, you need breathing space or not? However small. No, 1008 dips I took without breathing space. So that means you swam underwater. Where you only want it. Anyway, jokes apart. Okay. Pradham says Atmiya. That means why? Because all these problems will come which is not there in the Atma. There is never a time you are not. Do you remember a time you are not? Or a time you will not be? Can you foresee it? Really you can't. With the body etc. you can see not in the Atma. And Chakshuradinam Samhatatva Parathyam. Another problem will be, since you are also being put, created, being put together. What's creation but putting things together? You'll be meant for somebody else. I'll become a robot for somebody else. So the tragedy is when people behave like that. And why do they behave like that? Because they identify with body and mind, which is like that. I don't know what to do. I can't do that. Identifying with body and mind to mind, break free. I don't know how to break free. Find somebody who will help you to break free. That's what intelligent human life is about anyway. You know when to seek help. You know when to be, go your own way. That's functional. Yadacha tad utpannam atmani vidyate na tada atmanaha swarthyam. If Atma becomes an object of knowledge, like how this all becomes, I mean knowledge is created in you, then there is no swarthyam, no independence. No independence. Tad bhava bhava paiksha atmana atmanoho swartha padarthatva siddhihi tad bhava abhava apeksha. Bhava abhava actually atma atmanoho swartha padarthatva siddhihi atma bhavati. I am, I exist. body comes and goes. Body belongs to bhava, bhava. It's there now, it was not there before, be later. Atma was already always there. Therefore, he says, Atma, Anatma, between the Atma and the Anatma, between Atma, I and the body, etc., which is not the Atma, there is Swartha, Paratha, Siddhi, Paratattva, Siddhi. The status of I being independent, this being meant for me, the body is meant for you. You are not meant for the body. Mind is meant for you. You are not meant for the mind. Correct? You, existence, awareness, self, is meant to use this body to get things done. Meant to use this mind to get things done. The body is not using you. Body doesn't use, but mind uses only. You are not claimed you're independent, or what can I do? You identified so much with the mind, you think the mind is you, body is me.
But there is no self-knowledge without the mind.
Exactly. I know I am without the mind. In deep sleep.
Yes, but as
expression will not come. Correct? Expression will not come. Expression to another body and mind will not come. I know I am. Even in deep sleep, when my mind was asleep, I knew I am.
But when you say moksha is not possible for animals and for objects, they don't know they are.
Yeah, so self-awareness is limited there. Correct.
Accepted.
That's why the animal will not come to my Vedanta class. Though, when I was a student in the ashram, in Sandipani, 76, there were only two people who managed to attend every class without a break. 3 years is not easy. You fall ill or something. Okay. Like an illness, never, a fever or something, never prevented me from attending a class. But at an emergency time, I had a contract with the government, I had to go on a short voyage and things like that. So I missed some classes. So it's like that, everyone knows. Only two people. One was a middle-aged man called Prasanna Chaitanya. I forget his sannyasa name now. He's still in Jinnah. The other was Bhagavan. Bhagavan is ashram dog. Now we all wait, then Swamiji comes in. This dog follows Swamiji, goes and there is to be a blackboard. He goes and sits behind the blackboard. So he's not disturbing anyone. Nobody even knows he's there. He's hidden by the blackboard. And a few verses would be chanted before the class is over. When that chant, he quietly walked. So nobody is disturbed. Exception to the rule. You must have been some jiva who dabbled in Vedanta in a previous lifetime. But so much of Papa that in spite of that hope that once you come to Vedanta, you will not get a non-human birth. This guy was born like that. Too much of Papa in a previous lifetime. Therefore born like that. With the old samskara, I'll go and listen. How much he'll understand is okay. He'll have to take another lifetime. So you don't find animals walking in the class because they are not self-aware enough to be able to choose to come to this class. There are a lot of human beings also not self-aware enough and not choosing to come to the class also. That's also there. Because not self-aware enough. The monkey here, yeah.
He used to come inside.
Inside, he used to come inside.
Sit on the chair also.
Sit on the chair. And Swamiji was there. I have a photograph of Swamiji and that monkey. It's all circulating. You see. Exception, that rule. Tasma Atmanaha Anya Nirapeksham Eva Nitya Chaitana Jyotishtam Siddham. That means what Siddham, what Atmaha Nirapekshaha. Not dependent reality. Atma is only independent reality. Atma is only
independent reality and Nitya Chaitanya Jyotisha. Nitya Chaitanya, the awareness that's always there. Self-evident, always. It is Siddham, you see. Established it. Establish a loose mind. Teacher's mind. Student mind is a doubt. An English poet said, you know, hope springs eternally in the human breast. Always hope. English poet said that. That is true or no? A doubt will always spring up in a student's mind. If he's a good student, okay? Doubt will always spring up. Yeah, another doubt he gets. Janam evam sati asti paramashratve katham pramatuhu pramatrutvam. He says, how can there be a knower, knower, and the status of being a knower, unless he is a locus of knowledge, which is Pramana Janyam, which is created by a Pramana. Book does not know, it is not the locus of knowledge of book. I am the locus of knowledge. And why do I know? Because of a means of knowledge. It is true, I may be self-evident and all that I'll accept. But how can I be the knower, the wearer, unless I am the locus of knowledge? Okay, you are the locus of knowledge, then there is change in me. Because knowledge will create a change in me. You say that, no? First, I did not know anything about technology, now I am an engineer. I am qualified to mess up things. Previously I did not know anything about law. Now I know where to refer. Indian law is so complicated. Without referring, you can't do anything. Have you produced one brief without referring? Not possible. That is it. Are you getting that? Therefore, I have to be the locus of knowledge. That means change is there in me, no? Change is there in me. It has been answered before, but he is bringing it here. He is bringing it here. Yes, for making greater clarity. Greater clarity. Repetition is necessary for clarity. If I say once and forget it, it will not remain with you. It will not remain. Therefore, repetition. Uchyate pramaya nityate anityatve cha rupa vishesha bhava avagati hi prama. Okay. He says pramaya nityate anityatve cha rupa vishesha bhava. Whether the knowledge is eternal or produced, knowledge is knowledge. Because objects of knowledge change, you say this is this, this is that. He is equating the content of the knowledge with the sense. Okay, therefore he says, avagati hi prama. What you are talking of knowledge of a thing, na, is really speaking nothing but awareness. Look at it. Awareness manifest in a name and form is an object. You have to prove it. We have proved it before. Awareness manifest in a name and form is an object. leave that for the time. Awareness manifests in a thought is knowledge of the object. Awareness manifests in the mind is what I call knowing. And awareness simple, that is objectifying all this, is called eye awareness. Correct or not? Eye awareness manifests in my mind. No. First simple, sakshi, witness. Then, no. Then, through a thought, knowledge. It's all manifestation of awareness only. Where is the difference? We are talking as though these are all separate entities. Mind, will, thought. Where is the separateness still? No dependent reality like mind and thought can be independent of eye awareness. A wave in awareness is a thought. Like a wave in the water. Does the wave in the water stand independent of water? The top of the wave is water, the bottom of the wave is water, the middle of the wave is water. In fact, there is nothing but water. What is this thing that you call wave? That shape I see, name and form, thought. What is it? Awareness. With a shape, name and form. What is the content of the thought? Awareness. And what is that awareness? I. Kelopanishad bodham pratibodhitam manah. So why was a moron standing on the beach with a soap and towel in hand? He was waiting for the waves to die down so that he could have a dip in the ocean. And why was this moron waiting in meditation? So the waves will die, thoughts will die down and Atma will reveal itself. Eh? So Kelopanishad bodham pratibodhitam, in every thought recognize that eye awareness is there. I had to remove all the thoughts. What is this? Some summarizing or something? Or dry docking of a ship over. You take the ship and dry dock, empty out all the waters of the whole ship, you see. That's okay for the ship. What is this? Thoughts disturb me. Who? I awareness. That's like water saying, my waves are disturbing me. The weight of the thoughts now. I feel tired. The weight of the waves makes the ocean tired, makes the water tired. The awareness that is there in every thought. You are the awareness that is free from all thought. When the thought is there, you are awareness. When the thought is not there, you are awareness. Awareness itself is manifesting as a thought, knowledge. How can thoughts disturb you? How can the thought disturb you? Yeah, thought comes manifest, you are manifest as a in that way. Water, I know water. It disturbs me because I don't know. I have created subject-object. I am a finite entity. Subject-object also is not an issue. But I am the finite entity. And I don't want all these thoughts. If you don't want all these thoughts, stop thinking.
That's why we have so many identifications.
Yeah, out of ignorance, you're not knowing myself.
Each and every thought.
I'm carried away by every thought.
Every thought is me.
Yeah. Look at it. The water is saying, I'm carried away by every wave. Looks foolish, man. But that's what happens. That's what happens. Out of sheer ignorance, nothing else. What is the thought of disturbance? Because I have a disturbance, I must quieten my mind. Meditate for a moment. Correct. Because you have to start from where you are. Once you know, you will be like Tirthaji, why are you putting this disturbance called meditation into my mind? I am at peace, Baba. Mastra Baba, okay, beta, who ya? Are you saying something? How many hours you do?
For what?
Quiet in the mind. For what? All the thoughts are nothing but manifestation of me. Therefore, I don't miss myself in any thought. I don't miss myself in all the thoughts. I am what I am. Popeye, I am what I am. Must have been an Indian, South Indian to say that. What the Lord told Moses on the mount, what God are you? I am that. Let us assume Moses understood what he meant. Moses looked at God and looked at all the characters. God, that is true. These characters are just for escape from freedom. They are like a monkeys escaping a zoo. I have to whip them into a society. Give me something. Then help me whip them into a society. Correct? Moses had to make them into a society before he can talk about I am. So Moses became the lawgiver in Jerusalem. In the nation of Israel among the Jews. Lawgiver. So when laws are made in one generation, they get updated after some time. Like Manusmriti in India, they get updated. So Manu himself has said, in Kali Yuga, don't follow me. I'm outdated. But I am that I am. Always. Always. Always I am. Nothing changes. Nothing. That I am, that awareness, limitless. No culture, no civilization, nothing can change. You are that even when you reject. Now you know, we don't want to convert you into that. You are that anyway, about conversion. I say, except when you don't, it's okay with me. I see you like that, I am that. Same. Oneness. Now, little bit ease. Going grammatically for it. Let's have a quick look at that. तस्याः स्मृतिः इच्छादि पूर्वकीया अनित्याय कूटस्थ नित्याय वा न स्वरूपे विशेषो विद्यते. That awareness means manifest like smriti, ichcha, etc. Purvika. And because of that you gain knowledge of something in that. Okay? Or kutastha nitya, awareness which is non-changing, not manifesting. Sarupena vishesha vidyate. Sarupa is awareness. Manifest or unmanifest. Manifested mind, etc. Thoughts, etc. Unmanifest myself. In the Swarupa, it is awareness only.
Swarupa means own true nature. It is nothing but awareness itself. Swarupa is thought is also awareness with name and form. Name and form gone, awareness. Name and form came in, you say thought, as though it's a separate entity. There's no wave separate from water, and I'm not talking about this wave.
There's no wave separate from water.
The calm stillness of the ocean. So ocean is always calm and still, always water. Where there is calm as a mill pond or roaring with waves. Water is water. Surupe Nishesha. That means what? There is nothing called the thought or mind other than some name and form. So don't come and tell me my mind is disturbing me. Awareness disturbing awareness. Water is disturbing water.
What are you talking about?
Swami, I can't handle that. Whose eye that's not handling that? Who's that eye? Awareness? Or you're taken as other than that? Other than that. Then naturally you come. Okay? Swarupa Vishaya. Okay. Na Swarupa Vishaya Bhuti. Yatha Dhatvartasya Tishtatyade Palasya Gatyadi Purvakrasya Anityatyasmasa Apurvasya Nityasyava Rupaha Visheshaha Nastiti Tulya Vyapadesha Dishraha Tishtanti Manishyaha Tishtanti Parvataha Ityadi. The meaning sentence we see. Yatha Dhatu Arthas. Like the meaning of the word Dhatu, the root meaning of the word Tishtati, etc. Tishtati meaning it stands, it sees, it remains in one place, Tishtati. Standing, sitting, whatever. Tishtati. Normally in Sanskrit we take it as what? Tishtati sits. Okay? Stand also. To remain in one place. Okay? Yeah. Okay? That means what? Generally it is one for Gatyadi Purvakasya. Because he is gone, he is moving, now he is sitting. He was moving. With respect to his previous motion, now he is talked about as sitting Tishtati. Okay? Similarly, anityasya apurvasya nityasya va. Okay, that will I'll come to later. Therefore, rupa vishesha nasti tulya. This rupa vishesha is not there when you are looking at this example. Tishtanti manushya, manushya. This person, manushya, people are sitting. Why? Generally, they are moving around. Ram Jula, either I'll go to that temple. Why this temple is not good enough? Human mind, it's okay, I understand. Well, this generally humans are moving now, natural. Therefore we say, now they're all sitting now. The mountains also sit, the mountains are standing. Where they were roaming around before. The mountain stands, the head lost in the clouds. So when were they moving around to say they are standing? The dhatvartha is the same. Huh? Similarly, nitya or anitya, your awareness. Either your thought or you the wearer of the thought. What is it? In the root meaning. One is kutastha always. Thought comes and goes. Tatha nitya avagatihi swarupepi pramatra pramatra lapadeshaha na viriddhati. therefore with respect to awareness there is this pramatru prameya. With respect to awareness there is there pramatru pramata tru and the knower, or I am the one who is aware of the knower, etc. All these yapadesha iti na viriddhiti phala samanyaditi. It all resolves into what? Pure awareness alone. Where there is the thought, awareness manifests in the thought is knowledge. Awareness manifests in the mind is the knower. The awareness that objectifies everything is me. Mind is not you. Knower is not you. Knower is dependent on you. Knowledge is dependent on you. All that is dependent on you. And you are what? Your awareness. Dependent means not like you are dependent on your father-in-law. There is no separate entity. When you are talking about dependence, we are not talking about a separate entity. The kurta is dependent on the cloth. You are dependent on your father-in-law, that is true, but you can trouble your father-in-law also. By just your existence, dependent existence, now father-in-law is always worried. You are a betty girl, what will happen to my daughter? But here, kurta is dependent. I am wearing a kurta, but is there a kurta apart from cloth? Am I wearing cloth? I am wearing kurta. Sometimes I wear cloth. Unstitched cloth. It's called an upavastram. Anga vastram va. That's cloth. Sadhu should not wear kurta. Kurta is western. Western? It came with the Mughals. You. That's why Indian Orthodoxy will wear a dhoti and a vesti when you go to the temple. When the Muslim goes on Hajj, they wear the same things. Correct?
Single,
exactly.
You're
wearing cloth? No, Swamiji, I am wearing a dhoti and an angavastra. All that is nothing but cloth. So the dhoti is dependent on cloth, the angavastra is dependent on cloth, the kurta is dependent on cloth. Cloth eva satyam, everything else is dependent. What is dependent cannot affect the independent. In that example, something happens to the cloth, your kurta is gone. Nothing happens to a kurta without it happening to the cloth. My kurta is faded. Kurta is faded? The cloth got faded. Kurta does not have an independent existence. That's why kurta is called mithya. Cloth is called satyam in that example. Awareness manifests as mind. Mind depends on awareness. Nothing but awareness. What is mind? Never mind. Nothing but awareness. Mind is mithya. Thought is mithya. The weight of the kurta is heavy on the cloth. The weight of the kurta is heavy on the cloth. It can be heavy on you. I have seen some of these marriage kurtas, you know, the ladies 10 kilos. On you it can be heavy, but on the cloth is not heavy. When I saw that, I believed, yes, I saw Maharana Pratap's armor, 40 pounds, weight, armor, 40 pounds, the British knights, 40 pounds of armor. How do you move with that? Almost 20 kilos, about 17, 18 kilos. How do you move with that? Do you move? The knights fought, they fought, their movement was fast, but slow and ponderous. It was not slow motion. So on you, that can be even, but that 40 pounds of armor sits lightly on the iron mail. Correct or not? The mithya cannot affect the satyam. Thoughts are mithya, mind is mithya, I am satyam. कहाँ से बैठे प्रॉब्लम मेंटल प्रॉब्लम बहुत है व्हाट प्रॉब्लम्स मिथ्या कुछ है ही नहीं नथिंग बट जस्ट सम थॉट्स विथ योर अवेयरनेस एट द सेम टाइम यू आर डील विथ इट दैट्स अ डिफरेंट थिंग Therefore, was really there is what? Unawareness and phalavasana. That phalam, the result of knowledge, whether it is knowledge in the mind or yourself, it's all either manifestation of awareness or awareness, all awareness only.